Welcome to another inspirational message from Gateway Life Church. We're so glad that you've joined us and trust that this podcast will be a blessing to you.
Well, we are having such great Sunday services at the moment, aren't we? I don't know about you, but there's a new level of excitement and atmosphere in the house. And we are celebrating throughout November our series of With Thanksgiving. So that being said, I would like to just specially highlight someone who I'm very thankful for, Leanne Menon. Will you please come to the platform? Run like the prophet of old. Leanne, I just want to speak over your life that I think that this has been your best year yet. I really believe that. I see you shining. I see you more settled. I see you walking more in who you are in Christ. And I just wanted to highlight as well that Leanne has offered to take ownership of our cleaning storeroom. So Leanne has offered to do that off her own back and to make sure that we have everything that we need, because we're in COVID, so we need extra cleaning. And so Leanne has very kindly offered to do that and keep a check on that for us. So thank you. And Leanne has got such a humble servant heart, even serving at Gindra, like whatever needed doing, Leanne would just be there doing it quietly. And so we just want to honour you and bless you. And that's just a little gift for you to do something with. I thought perhaps your craft or art or something, there's a little voucher in there that you can go spend and so you can draw. Yeah, so bless you, sister. Bless you. And really, last Sunday, around our worship time, I really loved something that Lee Grundy highlighted. And he was talking about how when we start to list what we're thankful for, the list just seems to go on and on, and we can, and it's so true, and I love that point. I would like to add to that in my message today that our test or our triumph, which I rather call it than a test, is to continue to do so when there are people and circumstances in our life who maybe we're not that thankful for when we think of them. That's what I want to highlight today. You know those sandpaper situations or those sandpaper people? And a little note for us as individuals, a little note to self, is as much as possible, we would want to endeavour, wouldn't we, not to be those sandpaper people to others, so that they will be thankful for our presence in their life. I think that's a good tip. But our series is called Thanksgiving, and my subtitle this morning is called You Don't See It Till You See It. Now, I tried doing this with, you know, like a black woman accent. That's not politically incorrect. You know, like, you don't see it. I can't do it. No, I tried. I tried. You can't do it. I can't do it. You don't see it till you see it. There's a quote from a famous Danish philosopher. His name is Søren Kierkegaard. And he says this: life is lived forwards, but only understood backwards. I'm going to say that again. Life is lived forwards, but only understood backwards. Just because something doesn't make sense right now in your life, perhaps, doesn't mean that it doesn't make sense. He would suggest that some things that are happening perhaps in our present moment may only make sense in our future. Think about that for a moment. Pause for a moment. Perhaps you and I, just haven't gotten into the season that's ahead yet, where what's happening now will actually make sense in that present moment, in that forward moment. Maybe in that forward moment, it will actually have a great deal of meaning for us. Maybe even it has destiny, blessing and fruit attached to it. That right now, we can't see and we may be having trouble being thankful for. You know, when Anna was a baby, she cried all the time. From the moment she was born, she cried, and she's got a great singing voice, so she had a very good set of lungs. And the whole street could hear Anna. I'd try to leave her with Jason. He'd get home from work. There'd be scratch marks on the walls. I'd be out of there. And I'd say, you just have her for a minute. And I could hear her all the way down the end of the street. But, you know, when as Anna grew, into a toddler, we discovered that she was an extreme overreactor. So she would cry, she would scream from the backyard like she'd been bitten by a snake when she'd only had a small prickle in her foot. So now, explaining, Anna does come from a long line of overreactors, so I understand. I always say it gets proportionally less in our family with each generation, which is good. But if I had known as her mother that she was just a child that overreacted, then I wouldn't have panicked as much when she was a baby, and I wouldn't have thought I was doing the wrong thing. So the benefit of hindsight came later on. I love this statement from Dr. Susan David. She says, discomfort is the price of admission to a meaningful life. So we should expect that we will have discomfort and perhaps things that happen in life, but better to be thankful for whatever is happening right now, full of thanksgiving, perhaps, in the midst of whatever that is, whatever may be going awry, and remember that right now, that is only your and my current perspective of that, of what is going awry. That is just your current perspective. I love what Eckhart Tolle says. He calls it the voice in the head. We all have the voice in the head, and it's what will narrate. It is what will narrate what we see at the time. But it's not always true. A tip for getting ahead in the game is to reframe the angle at which we look at our situation at any given time and to be thankful for what it, whatever that is actually growing in us, developing character perhaps, faith and patience and all those fruits of the Spirit, knowing that ultimately it will be serving me in some way. And maybe I'm yet to see in what way, but understanding that it is. Jay Shetty was a former monk. I don't know if any of you have heard of some of his stuff. And he says, we all need a gatekeeper in our mind. And I really love that statement. It has really actually personally helped me to think about my mind having a gatekeeper in there. And so that every thought that comes into my mind, I can filter through that gatekeeper as to whether it's of God or not, to whether it's in line with God's word or not, to whether it's of the truth or not. There's always a new perspective, a new view to reframe the way we think. How do I know this? Well, the Bible says, let's bring God's word into this, Romans 8:28, our first scripture, which I did share last time I spoke, but I can't get away from it. It says that God works all things together for my good, for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. So whose purpose will be outworked, does it say? Whose purpose? Whose purpose? It's God's purpose. And whose good is it being worked for? My good and your good. So if indeed this scripture is really true, then nothing will knock us off our perch, because we will understand that all things will be ultimately serving us and that God will work them for some good when we actually finally see it. God's hand, his blessing, is upon it. See, it's often only, as I spoke about with Anna, in life, in hindsight, when we look back for a moment, that we see God's hand of blessing and provision. Would that be true? Has anyone else experienced that? Have you ever had those personal awakening moments, those aha moments, I like to call them, when all of a sudden you see something that you didn't see before and you go, oh my gosh, how could I not have seen that? I've had so many of those recently, I cannot tell you. It's almost embarrassing, like personally, like, oh my gosh, all this time I suddenly see it from that other point of view, and all this time I only saw it from that way, and oh my gosh. So a word to the wise is this: don't judge situations or people too quickly, because situations pass and people change, and so may your whole perspective on the thing, whatever it is, on the matter, also change. That's a great sealer, I believe, to pause on. See, you don't see it until you see it. But when you do, you see it. So with this mindset, church, 2020 will either be viewed by you as the most transformative year of your life or the worst year ever. We can intentionally improve our level of happiness through Thanksgiving. This doesn't mean that we don't experience things or we are shielded from emotions or hard times or difficult situations. And it doesn't mean that we're always on a Red Bull high. It's not what it's talking about. But it's the capacity to effectively regulate our emotions, okay, so that when we experience them, we should experience them, but for the right amount of time before returning to our set point of happiness, which is our set point of thankfulness. See, it's okay to be human and to feel loss and to feel sadness and to feel emotion. Of course, that's common to us all. But we don't make that place our permanent address. We renew our mind in the Word of God and we get back to that. I love that line, that thankfulness set point, like the gatekeeper in the mind. We come back, we shift back our focus onto what is godly and what is in God's Word and what He says and our faith in Him. We need to glance backwards sometimes to move forwards. We glance backwards and we call to mind and remember all the ways that God has led us faithfully throughout our life. He's led us, He's guided us, and He's never failed us, church, in times past. I'm going to call up some scriptures. Deuteronomy 6:12 says, "Take care lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery." And that applies to us today, church. That's not just talking to the Old Testament children of Israel. Psalm 77:11, I love this one. "I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your wonders of old." Acts 20:35 says, "Remember the words of Jesus." And Deuteronomy 8:2 says, "Remember how God has led you." You know, Pastor Jason and I have many hindsight experiences in life. And but, you know, when we were wanting to move to Melbourne initially to further our ministry training, we couldn't sell our house at all. But yet we knew that God wanted us to go to Melbourne. We couldn't understand why it wasn't selling. We just discussed it this week. We couldn't give it away. We dropped the price, listen to me, to $105,000 and we couldn't get a buyer. And we're like, this is insane. What is going on? But in the end, we moved to Melbourne in faith and rented our house out. Now, the hindsight of that situation was that we didn't know that God was going to bring us back to Albury to plant this church. So we were so grateful to God that we didn't sell the house because we were able to move back to Albury and actually move into it. And so it was in hindsight that we saw that God, it wasn't that God wasn't answering our prayers, but He was actually protecting us from a really bad mistake that we would have made had the house sold. The benefit of looking back and seeing how God has led us through our life. Also, when I was pregnant with twins, when I was a little girl, God, I used to say to my mum, "When I grow up, I'm going to have twins." And so when I fell pregnant the first time, I was pregnant with twins. So can you imagine my excitement at, I believe, God giving me that deep desire of my heart? And then, of course, when things went awry and didn't go the way that we thought that they would go, obviously, at the time, that doesn't look like a positive thing, and you wonder, where is God in this? Although I know that God gave me a scripture in that hospital room, which was from Job, that the Lord blesses and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that scripture helped me to praise God and be thankful in the midst of that. But you know what? I glance at my beautiful daughter, our beautiful daughters, Anna and Holly, and they are so beautiful and bring us so much joy. And so many people actually think they're twins because they look so similar. But they have a twin connection. Do you know that Anna and Dan are married and live in Melbourne and Holly lives with them? She still lives with them, her own sister. They are inseparable. And I think that's such a beautiful thing. And so for me, when I look back in hindsight, it was so worth it to go through what we did, because we wouldn't have had Anna and Holly. That's just a reality. We wouldn't have them. And for me, it was so worth it. It was so worth it to go through that, because we now have Anna and Holly as our beautiful daughters. So they're just some examples of how sometimes, as I'm saying, you don't see it until you see it. You don't see it until God reveals to you His plans and His purposes. And that's why we can continue, church, to be thankful at all times, because we know that God is working all things together for our good. But I'm coming towards a close to this part of my message, but I wanted to read something to you about, I saw in the latest wellness magazine, and it says, count your blessings. Focus on what you do have rather than what you don't. An increasing amount of research from the field of positive psychology has shown that counting your blessings regularly, go figure, reduces stress, enhances well-being, and even improves your sleep. It goes on to say, people who in general were more optimistic about the upcoming week compared to those who recorded negative or neutral life events. So it talks about having a positive attitude can even, and counting your blessings can affect your week. And the other point I wanted to make was, it talks about staying connected. And it's so important, church, for us to stay connected as a church, especially now that we can gather together again. And it says here that we are not talking, it says relationships are key to our overall well-being. And they're the one consistent factor in the lives of people who reported having lived happy, full and meaningful lives. And it talks about making a conscious effort to stay connected, especially during these times that we're living in. So I just want to remind you of that. Remember back in March, we couldn't gather as a church, and we started to do our online services. And I want to remind you, we need to be thankful for each other, thankful for our brothers and sisters, thankful that we can gather again, for the privilege of being able to gather. You know, I have a brother in Lakes Entrance. Lakes Entrance has never had one case of COVID at any time, and yet all year they have not been able to meet. On the 23rd is when they can finally meet this year, and we've been able to gather freely here in New South Wales for so long. So we need to be grateful. Hebrews 10:25 says this, don't neglect meeting together, as is the habit of some. Hey, I'm not saying it, it's in the Bible. And make no mistake, church, the enemy wants your commitment to God. That's what he wants to steal from you. And because commitment to God's house, it does matter. It does matter. Despite common popular belief at the moment, it does matter. And so it's very important to gather together. But Pastor Jason and I, we're very grateful and we're very thankful for you, church. When we glance back at the days of Northgate Church, which was what it was originally called, and we started back in the Albury Public School Hall, we remember those days with fondness, but we're also so grateful when we look out at all of you today and see the journey that God has brought us all on and how we're building God's church together. So I've got a little gift. You shouldn't have given those chocolates out. You're stealing my thunder. So I have a little gift because we're thankful for all of you. It's a little Mars bar. Now I have an acronym for Mars to help us to remember to be thankful. So the first one is M, and it's for mindfulness and meditation. And the scripture in Philippians 4:8, in terms of our meditation, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, noble, pure, just, whatever is of good report, think on these things. So that's the first M, to help us to remember to be thankful, to think on thankful thoughts. The second letter is A, which is attitude, our awareness and our attention to be on those things. R is reflection objectively, which is what I talked about, reflecting back in an objective manner on how God has brought us this far by His grace. And again, that scripture in Psalm 77:11 says, I remember the works of the Lord and I remember your wonders of old. And the last letter in the Mars bar is S. And this is to speak it out. Speak out your praise, your thankfulness, and name it. and Hebrews 13:15, so let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. So I'm just going to get, they're being handed out. Beautiful. So you're going to have a little sweet treat there before you, give you a bit of a sugar rush before praise and worship. So I just have one final little section of my message, and I'm not going to read this story, but it's in Elisha. I was reading this story, about Elisha in 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 8. And it's a wonderful story. I don't know why, but I love those stories in the Old Testament that talk about God's provision for the widows in the middle of nowhere through the prophet. I just don't know why, but I really love them. And I was reading that story again. So the story is about God's faithfulness to this woman and her faithfulness to serving the man of God, Elisha. So if you read the story, this woman wanted to honor the man of God, and she asked her husband, can we prepare a room in our house so that every time Elisha comes by, he can stay there, I can give him food, and we can look after the man of God. Now, when I was reading this story that I love, I really felt that God speak to me and tell me to encourage us as a church to honour the man of God in our house, Pastor Jason. Now, this might sound funny because he's my husband. He's also my pastor and your pastor. And I really felt as I read this story that God said we need to honour the man of God in our house. So I'm going to ask him to come up right now and keep speaking for a minute. So, you know, it's because of his vision, his foresight and his leadership that going into 2020 that has caused us as a church to continue strong. Would you agree? We were ready to go online through his faith and his vision. We've gone online and we've continued to maintain so much during this time. Do you know it's not easy being a pastor? It's not easy having the responsibility and the weight and everyone's eyes and everyone's questions fired at you, everyone's ideas about how they think things should be run, and people potentially get offended at you or not understand the decisions that you make, but you have to make them, I always say, like a horse with blinkers on, because you know what God is downloading to you about the vision. But not everyone is going to understand, as you like to say, the why behind the what. But it's not always easy. It's not always easy to get up here and have an inspiring word every Sunday to give to the church that everyone's going to like and think is awesome. It's actually it's not easy. And so we want to say thank you to you, and we are thankful for you. I'm going to call Pastor Barley and Paul up. They already know about this, to come and pray for our pastor. And then we're going to move on. But we have a gift for you, but I went to get it and the place was closed, but it's booked. So today at 5 p.m., there is a massage booked for you at the Aubrey Massage Company, because I went to the Lavington one that you like, but they're closed. So there is one already booked in your name today, covered by the church, because we want to bless you and thank you. But I did... there is. So I'm going to get my brothers, beautiful brothers and our elder to pray for Pastor Jason. So why don't we all stand up and join in the process, and God bless you, church.
Wow, awesome. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for our pastor, our senior pastor, Pastor Jason, Lord, for what you're doing in his life, Lord. I pray you bless him and his family, Lord, and bless us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the work he's been doing, Lord, for his strength in the ministry, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you sustain him, Lord Jesus, that he's hard is this change communities and cultures, Lord, and touch people overseas, Lord. I call him a father of nations. He's going to be a father of nations, Lord. I pray, Lord, it's a huge mandate, but Lord, his heart, Lord, is for the lost, Lord. He wants to see more people, Lord, come to know you personally, Lord. Thank you for your hand of protection over him and over his wife, Pastor Trina, Lord, his kids, his family, Lord, his church family, Gateway Life Church here in Aubrey, Gindra, everywhere, online and overseas, in Africa, Philippines, Lord. We just praise you, Lord, in India, everywhere. And we give you all the glory for this amazing man of God, for your hand of protection and guidance. Lord, guide him in this, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Before I pray, I feel I have a word to say. We are in a series of thanksgiving. And if we cannot give the Lord thanks upon this great Father in the house, we cannot gain blessings. As we honor the anointing of someone the Lord has given us, we will receive the blessings through that prophet or a sender of God to us. My pastor, may 2021 be the year of a miracle in this vision.
Amen. That's right.
I feel it is a prophetic word in this service, and we thank God the way we are in this church. Sometimes we forget to pray for our pastors. We think that they are good. We think that they are strong. But sometimes they need your prayers also. Pastors pass in many persecution, sometimes up and down. They are not strong, but they courage themselves because they are carrying a vision and they are carrying the heart of believers. It will be good as a church to pray every day to all pastors in this church. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we say thank you. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the end of everything. We say thank you for these few days remaining to cross to 2021. Give strength to your servant. Give peace in mind to your servant. In every calamities, raise your hand and cover this anointing. You are the Lord, and we don't have anything to say, but we are thankful for this great man of God in this house. I proclaim all the house of Pastor Johnson is blessed. All this vision is covered by the blood of Jesus. I proclaim breakthrough and a miracle, healing. Be one of the portion of this vision. Thank you, God, because you listen to every prayers. And today, may the heaven be open to this great man of God. Thank you, because you are here. In Jesus' name, I do pray and believe. Amen.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from Gateway Life Church. For more information, please visit gatewaylifechurch.org.au. God bless and have a great day.